USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate, a new Supreme Court justice has been confirmed.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a video message, Ukraine President Zelensky thanked President Biden after the U.S. banned Russian oil imports. Also, the U.N. General Assembly has voted to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
U.S. consumer debt levels climbed by almost $45 billion in February, reaching $4.48 trillion, according to the Fed. Revolving credit increased at an annual rate of 20.7%, while non-revolving credit increased at an annual rate of 8.4%. The report goes back to the 1940s. Inflation in the U.S. has continued to rise, climbing more than 7% in January year over year. Economists believe there's a number of reasons inflation is rising at a rate not seen in 40 years, including housing-related costs and, more recently, energy prices. The Senate has voted 100-0 to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status and suspend Russian energy imports. The consecutive votes solidify actions already taken by the Biden administration to sanction Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The House has passed a bill that would provide $55 billion in additional grants for restaurants and other small businesses. The bill passed 223-203 with just a few Republicans supporting it. It includes $42 billion for restaurants and $13 billion for other small businesses impacted by COVID-19. Republicans say that the additional pandemic relief money for small businesses isn't necessary and claimed the money would worsen inflation. The money replenishes the Restaurant Revitalization Fund created by the Biden American Rescue Plan that became law in 2021. The Senate must still vote to pass the bill and the president to sign it for it to become law. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she's tested positive for COVID-19 but is asymptomatic. Also, Senator Susan Collins announced she also had tested positive for the virus. The trial of 26 men accused of the murder of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was halted and a Turkish court ruled that the case can be moved to Saudi Arabia. The 26 were being tried in absentia and are believed to be in Saudi Arabia. They are accused of killing and dismembering Khashoggi inside the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul in 2018. In 2019, a UN investigation blamed the death on high-level Saudi officials, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.